1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
I've been watching the Genius series about Einstein, and the first time I watched it, I missed an episode.
Oh,
and you didn't even notice? I thought it was done.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I was done with it.
Did you miss the finale?
Yeah.
Oh. How's it end?
I can tell you how the beginning of the episode of the ending episode starts. It's with the autopsy on old Albert.
Where did he pass away?
In Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay. All right.
And apparently they were doing an autopsy on him like within 7 hours of him dying. And so they show him shaving his head, and then...
Oh, really? You know what that sound is, right, Rock?
Yeah.
I sure do.
It's a little circular saw.
It went right for the brain, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He's Einstein.
He got his brain right out of him.
Take a look at that thing.
Yeah, it's Einstein's brain.
Get it out of there. Let's have a look.
He scooped it out of there like it
was. Let's see how big it is.
Within 7 hours of his passing, he died April 18th. We just passed his death anniversary, 1955. He was 76 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
They went right for the brain.
They went, okay.
They weighed it, 1,230 grams.
Did you write this down or did you just remember that?
I remember that they weighed it, and I remember that they said the weight, but I had to look up the weight.
Okay.
And apparently this was a secret until about 1978.
From whom?
Anybody.
His family?
Well, no. They showed a scene in the movie where they were talking to his son about... And then the guy's brain is right on the desk in a jar.
You walk in, whose brain is that?
That's your pop's brain. You know, they had already harvested the thing without any kind of talking, consulting, permission, or anything.
Who harvested the brain? The coroner? The government?
Yeah.
This is highly unusual for an autopsy.
Thomas Stoltz Harvey.
What was his cause of death?
He had one of those major veins in his body.
Okay.
Like, you know, that main trunk of veins and arteries in the middle of yourself had a rupture and that killed him.
All right. Boy, his Wikipedia is for death. Here we go.
They didn't do any of that cryogenics stuff at that time, right?
Nope, just no, Ted they didn't Williams. Take his whole head off. They just took the top of his skull off and scooped his brain out of there, put it in a jar, and talked to his son about it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to study it.
But they took it out before they talked to his son about it, because you said his son came in and Pop's brain is sitting on the counter by the toaster.
Well, on the desk, you know.
On the desk.
With, you know, papers and, you know, his...
Are you guys going to put that back? No. No, we have no plans to put it back. We're just going to look at it.
And he and his son were estranged right up until just about the time he died.
Hmm. Okay. What was the problem? Just the father, son?
Einstein was a douchebag.
Okay.
He was a bad father and a bad. He was not great. Him and Picasso apparently were just chasing tail all the time with... They were too sophisticated to be bound by the rules of convention and traditional family, you know.
Decency.
It sounds like they knew about this problem that he had because it had been worked on in 1948. He had surgery for it in 1948.
The thing that killed him?
Yes.
Oh, well.
So
they didn't cover any surgery like that about his
life.
Well,
you can't. It's okay.
They didn't have him go to the hospital and be sidelined for a long time.
I understand. You got to take some stuff out, or it's
cover that.
Oh, he's sitting at the, he's waiting at the doctor's office this week in the episode. What else he do? Nothing. He just looks at a magazine for an hour.
That was pretty grisly with showing him going after the brain. They weren't graphic about it, but they got the
just
idea.
The sound.
Here we go. You know.
Well, he
apparently
was he was supposed to appear commensurately the state of Israel on the State of Israel's 7th anniversary with him in the they wanted to have him on to speak about Israel's 7th anniversary
in 1955,
and they were going to do it from his hospital bed apparently, he died. He did not live to complete that. Wow, he was still going to do a TV. Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because, you know, back in those days, they were celebrating the formation of Israel and its...
Right. Yeah, well, that...
Kinda, its life.
Yeah. Einstein refused surgery, saying, I want to go when I want. It is tasteless to prolong life artificially. I've done my share. It is time to go. I will do it elegantly. Apparently what he told... the staff at the hospital. He died.
Well, that's an interesting point of view.
Early the next morning at the age of 76.
The guy wants to go with a little elegance.
Mm-hmm.
What's elegant about sawing a guy's skull cap off and getting his brain out of there?
Were they instructed? Did he say, okay, fine, go ahead and fish it out after I'm gone?
They didn't get into that.
Okay.
Just like...
bring the autopsy.
He was telling...
Here it is, during the autopsy.
Albert Einstein.
Pathologist Thomas Schulz Harvey removed Einstein's brain for preservation without the permission of his family.
Then took the brain to a lab at the University of Pennsylvania, where he dissected it into several pieces, kept some of the pieces himself. Over time, it had been cut up into about 240 blocks and put in some kind of plastic, lucite, something.
So did they find anything?
And it remained kind of secret until...
Don't tell anyone.
Until 1978.
Just after Voyager left.
Yeah. Einstein's brain was rediscovered.
They forgot about it?
How do you do that? It's so important. You got to get it right out of there without consulting anyone, and then you forget about it. Yeah, it seems wrong.
When they were examining his brain, when they cut it up into the... And this is good breakfast material, isn't it? Sorry, everybody. When Einstein's brain was dissected and examined by whomever...
Yeah, University of Pennsylvania, some
folks and did they go, oh, here's why he's so smart. Was his brain more dense than the average brain? Did it have, and when I say dense, I just mean it could hold more, like instead of being feathers, it was like gold, just could hold on to more.
Photographs of the brain show an enlarged Sylvian fissure. Well, I knew that would be your reaction.
All right.
You asked the questions, but, you know, if some parts are bigger than the average brains, or there's something there or something not there from the average brain, you know, we could both read through both of those, all those material and not know what the hell we're seeing.
What exactly did we know about the brain in 1955 just from doing a physical examination of it?
I don't know. They also took out his eyes and gave them to his ophthalmologist.
Hey, you want these?
They're Einstein's. Yeah.
Do I?
That's EYE.
And then what do you do with them?
Right. Put them in the lobby?
Okay, Mr. Nelson, read the second line. D-A. Hey, are those Einstein's eyes over there?
Hey, I... I got to do to get those.
They are.
Yeah.
How big are your eyes?
I don't know.
Because I was always told.
You're asking a lot of questions.
I was a kid. I was like, you know, your eyes are as big as a cue ball.
Yeah.
But you only see that much of it.
Right.
They are?
Yeah, that was part of the
nine-year-old network. That's the nine-year-old network.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that one too, all right?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
So Einstein's brain was, you know, taken out.
And harvested without his family's
looked
consent.
Looked at and, I don't know, photographed and eventually forgotten about. Forgotten about.
Of all the brains out there. Okay, if you forget about mine, we'll say. I get it. But this is Einstein.
But was rediscovered after a time to still be in the position of the doctor who, you know, took it out of the out of his skull. Its sections had been preserved in alcohol in two large mason jars that were in a cider box.
Marked cider.
For over 20 years. How unelegant.
Right?
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he didn't want. He was very specific about it in his last moments on Earth.
Yeah.
I want to go what I want. It is tasteless to prolong life artificially. I have done my share. It is time to go. I will do it elegantly. Those are some of the final words of Albert Einstein, whose brains wound up in a couple of mason jars in a box marked cider.
Right, and to what end? They desecrated the guy's noggin, and what did they really get out of it?
There's no mention of his eyes here either. There's not even...
No, it's here. It's on the Wikipedia page. You're on the page about Einstein, right?
Yes, I just Googled and went to
Einstein's
death.
Brain has a whole page unto itself.
On yeah.
And PBS has a big page on it, too. Yeah. There's a guy wrote a book, Frederick Lepore, a book in 2018, Finding Einstein's Brain.
On the trail of Einstein's brain. Yeah. So you can put that up there with Bigfoot and Chupacabra and Einstein's brain.
This is right out of John Prine's library. Please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. Chop me up and pass me out and hand me all around. Toss my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. The deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size.
There you go.
John Prine, everybody. The hippies are going, did the hippies get back in the building?
Wait a minute.
He's quoting Prine.
Yeah, it's a poetry reading.
Just a well-rounded DJ, everybody.
That's a picture of his brain in the jar.
Okay. Wait a minute. Is that
a literal brain in the jar.
Dr. Harvey Stoltz or Stoltz Harvey?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? That guy, how was he like 15 when he took the brain out?
This is Thomas Harvey. Pathologist Thomas Harvey.
Well, that's the guy.
Holds the brain of Albert Einstein in a jar in Kansas in 1994.
What's it doing in Kansas?
Harvey performed the autopsy.
Yes.
Yeah. Retained parts of the brain.
Just because you're the coroner, the guy who did the autopsy, doesn't mean you can take home whatever you want.
He took a piece of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's car keys in his pocket. I want that car. He's got a nice car. You don't get to just grab whatever you want. That's not how that works.
I think that's highly unethical.
And illegal. Illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take someone's brain because they're dead.
Does he have that just on display in his man cave? What the heck's that?
Yeah,
that's part of Einstein's brain.
Oh, is that Bart Starr in that picture there? Next to Einstein's brain? Yeah. Fran Tarkington, too.
Right.
That's Barton Fran Tarkington.
That's a Henry Aaron signed ball right there next to Einstein's brain.
Yeah. Forget about the ball. Where did you get a brain? Are you serious? That's a brain? Yeah. Einstein's.
Maybe the best brain of all.
And the fluid that it's in is cloudy. Could we at least clean that up and make it a nice... Yeah. It just looks like an old pickle jar.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cloudy.
It sounds like it's been stored in a few different kinds of liquids over the years.
This is not the elegant departure that Albert had imagined, that he thought he was going to get.
Well, and, you know, the sentence started out with, it's tasteless. This is tasteless. Taking his brain out of his head.
Mm.
So, Yeah, I don't know if you knew that about Einstein's brain,
no,
but
no. And neither did
but
you.
Here we are.
Because you missed the last episode.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever heard that before.
I'm not surprised
they
wanted
his brain.
I'm not surprised that they wanted his brain.
Mm-hmm.
He was remarkably intelligent. A douchebag, but really.
A douchebag in the sense that we have to realize we're all douchebags. Because that's kind of.
That's not
fun. I watched
his
life and I thought, well, yeah, I've done that.
Oh.
I was thinking he was a douchebag and thought, yeah, you're no different. So, yeah. That's our trot through the world of science, space, and.
In a memorial lecture delivered on December 13th, 1965 at UNESCO headquarters, nuclear physicist Robert Oppenheimer summarized his impression of Einstein as a person. He was almost wholly without sophistication and wholly without worldliness. Without sophistication and wholly without worldliness. There was always with him a wonderful purity of once childlike and profoundly stubborn.
They didn't want Einstein in on the Manhattan Project. They didn't give him a security clearance. He had too many Russian spies around him.
Sure. Okay. Fine.
But Oppenheimer had Russian spies around him, too, so I don't know.
But that was really kind of a backhanded, but he was just a wonderful, childlike, inquisitive fella.
Yeah. He would pick up cigarette butts around the campus of Princeton and empty the tobacco into his pipe.
Albert Einstein would.
Mm-hmm.
That's how...
When he'd walk around campus.
What was his best year as far as income?
Oh, I
Einstein.
Don't know.
Einstein. No, what was his worth? Idea. He didn't need to do that.
I don't think so, no.
I mean, that's what bums do. He was not a bum.
He didn't dress well. You
I
know.
Think it's
he
just
was always kind of
eccentric thing, you know.
Throwing together.
Sweatshirts and.
Yeah. Well, he had other things on his mind.
Apparently.
Did they find that part of the brain, that he dresses poorly part, or the scavenger for tobacco products part of his brain?
That's a very good point. Do they know what parts of the brain make you think about bending light or curved space? Can they tell this is the part of the brain where you're just going to decide to wear your pajamas all day, and here's the part of the brain that has all the quantum physics in it.
If they told you they did, would you believe them?
No.
Okay, there you go. So
I would be skeptical.
Yeah, really, that's the part of the brain that makes me want to eat a whole bag of Doritos right there. That part of my brain. That's That's the part of my brain that
seems to have taken over.
Gets excited
the rest
about
of his head.
Day baseball games, right there. That part that you're pointing at.
So. And I haven't seen anywhere where the thing is now. Where is Einstein's? Where are all the separate parts of Einstein's brain now?
And it was cubed up into how many pieces, you said?
240.
Yeah, that could be in every state in the nation.
Well, that's enough for every state to have about four of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. There may be some in Europe.
Yeah.
The Russians may have some for all we know.
For all the good it'll do them, but, yeah, Einstein's brain.
All right, just be on the lookout. If somebody's
inelegant end.
So now if somebody tells you, hey, you know what, and they look around, I got a jar at home with part of Einstein's brain, don't just automatically dismiss it. Because it was
and if you hear the word eyeball, your ears should really perk up.
It's.